What is up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. Got a quick one for you today. Tied you over for the weekend. But some funny, great NBA things happened, as only they can in the NBA, proving again why this is the best league in professional sports. And another top 100 list. I'm sure you're tired of them, but a little difference in this one. So that's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got a short one for you today. Just wanted to get a couple things out of the way, maybe tide you over for the weekend. The NBA is the best. It's the best. It's the best league. It's the best game. It's the best. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, I will get to it immediately. Jimmy Butler, apparently once out of Minnesota, which I guess I understand. Apparently, he hasn't enjoyed playing with Karl Anthony Towns. Thought he was going to be better, I guess. I don't know. Look, Jimmy Butler, really good player. Probably a lower-level, top-level player, if that makes sense. Like, as far as top-level players go, he's probably on the lower level of that. But I don't know if he's the easiest player to play with, to be on a team with. I think he's kind of upset that Karl Anthony Towns isn't as obsessed with basketball as he is. I don't know. It's kind of, there haven't been specifics to come out about their relationship and what has gone wrong and what, you know, isn't working, etc. But we know that there's friction. We absolutely know that there's friction and they don't like each other and that a change was probably going to happen, going to need to happen. And so Jimmy Butler has requested a trade formally. He's said he wants to be traded and has mentioned the Clippers, the Knicks, and the Nets is the teams he wants to go to. And looking at those teams and where they're located, it just seems like those are cities he'd like to play in. And thinks he can figure it out after that. Get me in a good city, and whatever, we'll figure it out. Which is understandable. I don't hold anything against anyone who wants to play in a certain place, a certain city, area, whatever. The Clippers would make the most sense to me as a trade partner for the T-Wolves. And is a place that he'd want to go and a team that would remain solid with him. They wouldn't have to gut their entire roster. The Knicks, yeah, him and Porzingis, and, you know, we're all high on Kevin Knox right now. But I don't know if Porzingis is going to remain healthy or how he is coming back from that leg injury. I know people come back all the time and are fine, and he probably will be fine. But there is a little bit of the risk of whether he will or not. Nets, whatever. I don't think they have a ton to offer, really. I like the work the Nets are doing to kind of get themselves back. And I think giving up any future assets to try and get Jimmy Butler would not be smart. Would kind of kill any of the momentum they have built in this rebuild that they're doing. So, I bring that up because after, this will all come back to the Warriors. It's like 6 degrees of separation here. After it was announced that Jimmy Butler formally requested the trade, Andrew Wiggins' brother went on Instagram, I think, maybe Twitter, I think it was Instagram, and said, "Hallelujah." And our guy, former Warrior great Steven Jackson, had a little response for him. And this was it.
Say, this how the conversation should have went with Andrew Wiggins and his brother, when Andrew found out his brother sent out that tweet about hallelujah and all that, right? I'm Andrew Wiggins. Say, big bro, I don't think you should have sent that tweet out. Why you say that? Because, you know, Jimmy Butler, man, he played with a lot of heart. He played hard. He played with a lot of heart. And I ain't got no heart. Now, you want to get on social media and talk about Jimmy? We lose him. Our team ain't got no heart. Now, if you gonna take me to the Wizard and help me find a yellow big road to give me a heart, then cool. You can talk about Jimmy all you want. Because you know I ain't got no heart. So, you going to take that back or tell me find a yellow big road and take me to the Wizard, man? Because I ain't got no heart at all. That's why Cleveland traded me. No bullshit. You ain't got no heart. And your brother, you ain't gonna play basketball. Why you worry about that, bro? But like he said, keep that same energy.
So there it is. Steven Jackson putting it in the only way that Steven Jackson can. And there's not a ton to learn from this. I just found it really funny and very NBA and why the NBA is the best and why we all love the NBA. Even though this indirectly involved some NBA players, but directly it was between a retired NBA player and an NBA player's brother. And so there was this whole back and forth. Andrew Wiggins sent out an Instagram about, Stack didn't do anything in his career, which isn't correct. And Stack responded again. And if you don't know, Stack is Steven Jackson. I'm sure you all do. If you're listening to Locked On Warriors, you're as big a Warriors nerd as I am and probably call players by their nicknames like I do. But Stack, yeah, responded again and just, check my stats and blah, blah, blah. And it was hilarious and it was great. And Steven Jackson has mentioned this before. This isn't the first time. This isn't out of nowhere that he has said that Andrew Wiggins doesn't have heart. And I guess you could say the same for Karl Anthony Towns. Not my opinion. I don't know enough about the T-Wolves and those guys personally to say it definitively, but I think that's kind of where the disconnect is with Jimmy Butler and these guys. It's a, 7-year difference, and that there can be, 7-year difference between Anthony Towns, Wiggins, and Butler. So it is a generational thing. Like I said, I always assumed Jimmy Butler was younger, but he's 29. I think he just turned 29, but still. I thought, if you asked me before this, I would have said 25, maybe 26. I don't know. So it's just a situation that is funny to me. And why can't any stars go to the Eastern Conference? Why do they always try and stay in the Western Conference or come to the Western Conference from the Eastern Conference? Not that Jimmy Butler moves the needle a ton, but at least we got rid of Kawhi, right? But the reason why I'm bringing this up, not just because I find it funny and it's worth talking about because it's hilarious and all that stuff, I brought it up just because with the Warriors, we can't take for granted how well this has worked with Kevin Durant coming in and all the other players they've had come in and a guy like Andre Iguodala going to the bench and having a superstar like Steph who is willing to have a player of Kevin Durant's caliber come in, willing to have DeMarcus Cousins come in and play on this team, his team, Steph's team. And it's still a risk with DeMarcus. We don't know how it's going to work out. I do assume that it will be fine and work out well, but just this T-Wolf stuff and the discontent between all the players and stuff like that, it's a risk. It's a risk when you bring in, multiple stars or whatever, multiple big personalities or however you want to look at it. And I just don't think we should overlook how fortunate we are that it has worked so well with the Warriors and that it will hopefully continue to work well. But again, why I wanted to do this recap of this story, not just that it's funny, because it is, and not just that it involves Steven Jackson, but because when people bring up the risk of DeMarcus, the risk is real, but only in the sense, the biggest difference with DeMarcus is they're not tied to DeMarcus for anything past this year. If DeMarcus comes in and it's really that big of a problem, it's not a problem because they can just cut him, trade him, whatever. So that one of the many reasons why I expect it to work great, honestly. And the culture that they've set in Golden State, Steph being the leader there, the culture that he has cultivated there, it's all fine. It's all going to work out fine, I'm pretty sure. But it's just worth mentioning that none of this stuff is guaranteed. You know, the T-Wolves saw two top overall picks and Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and a perennial all-star like Jimmy Butler, and said, let's go. And now it's all exploding. So let's not take for granted how well it has worked for the Warriors. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, going to talk about another top 100 list real quick. This is ESPN's top 100 player ranking and little subtle differences in this one when it comes to the Warriors. So we'll talk about that next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just finished talking about some pretty hilarious stuff in the NBA. The Steven Jackson... Well, I say NBA. It's kind of NBA adjacent. The Steven Jackson stuff is hilarious, but that mostly involved Andrew Wiggins' brother. And Andrew Wiggins got in on a little bit, too. But the NBA stuff was... was more Andrew Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns. But anyways, they're not Warriors, so it doesn't matter. There was a new top 100 ranking that came out this last week. This one's different. The first one was from Sports Illustrated. This one is ESPN. So Sports Illustrated had Andre Iguodala at... oh boy, I think 87, Boogie 68, Clay 22, Dre, oh, I think 18, and Steph was 3, KD was 2. And if I have those wrong, whatever. Andre Iguodala for ESPN came in at 73, so if my memory serves correct, 14 spots ahead of... where SI had him. And ESPN, I feel like this is a little better. And we're kind of nitpicking, you know, 87 to 73, whatever. It's not like he's top 20 or anything. But I feel like his contributions to the Warriors are better than what SI had him ranked as. But again, they had their reasons. They don't know if he'll really show up to play for the regular season. So it's fine. Boogie for Sports Illustrated was 68. For ESPN, 69. Very nice. He, again, it's all about just the fact that he's going to miss half the season. We don't know how he'll fit in with the Warriors. Makes sense. Not a big deal. Clay came in at 19 for ESPN. I think it was 22 with Sports Illustrated. Again, whatever. It's about right. I usually say the Warriors have four of the top 20 players in the league. So Clay being ranked 22 wasn't that big of a deal, but I do think he's top 20 when it comes down to it. But again, it's arbitrary. It doesn't matter. Draymond, 16. I think it's a couple spots higher than he was, or maybe not. I don't even remember. This is great. This is great podcast, huh? Podcast content. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this, though, is because it was a little surprising that KD was ranked at 4 and Steph at 2. And the only reason that's surprising because SI had Steph at 3, KD at 2. And again, we're splitting hairs here. They're both going to have incredibly efficient, high-scoring seasons. They're going to kill it. Probably win another championship. So, really, we're splitting hairs, and it doesn't matter that much. But I just thought that was interesting. Difference of opinions. Going to take a quick break, come back, talk about one last thing, and then send you off for the weekend. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Your host, Charles T. Hamilton. So, our guy, Coach Kerr, Steve, if you will. I'm on a first-name basis. With the imaginary Steve that I know. Steve Kerr did an interview with Anthony Slater of The Athletic right before the season started. It was rather interesting. They covered a good amount of stuff. But I think the most interesting thing that came out was Steve was talking about how he's going to deal with just fatigue and having DeMarcus be new to the team. And he mentioned something about not doing shoot around certain days. And Slater was kind of pressing him about it. He's like, it's just going to be by feel. If I feel like doing it, we will. If I don't, we won't. Like, it's that simple. So, makes sense. But just wanted to bring that up. Nothing too crazy. Steve Kerr just being Steve, man. So this was a short one. Didn't really make any news or anything. Nothing too crazy to come out of this. Cannot wait for Monday, media day. Next week, we'll have actual basketball to talk about. Or at least basketball-adjacent things. Warriors don't play till the 29th. Is that next week? Or is that like next weekend? I don't know. Either way, we're so close. We're almost there, guys. So thanks for sitting through this one. Kind of just a little rambling for a good 15 minutes or so, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Have a safe weekend, everyone. Come back next week. I will definitely be here. This has been Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.